makes the most delicious toast.
Ah.
And it's really good. It's 28 cents a loaf up here, but it's worth the money.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not bad for good bread. Then
no,
you eat something for taste.
That's right. And it has a body to it. You feel like you've eaten something uh-huh. when you get through with it.
And you're not just eating a handful of cornmeal, a handful of flour. We have a good bakery in town that makes excellent bread.
Well, we don't have wheat.
It's taken us a while to find it, but
uh-huh.
it's there.
Well.
You mentioned sourdough. Do they use anything else to make bread rise?
Yeast. Mother used to make her own yeast. She'd save a piece of yeast. And she'd mix that with cornmeal. She'd make a dough, let it raise like if she was going to make bread out of it. And then she'd mix all the cornmeal that would hold in mm-hmm. there, and then flatten that out in cakes. I can see her yeast cakes that big, and flatten that out in cakes and let it dry.
Mm-hmm.
And that would last for two or three months before she'd make a new batch, and the prettiest light bread you ever saw. It just raises light as a feather.
And your dad didn't like it?
No, he didn't. He never did get to very light bread. I remember one time mother was sick, and she had sick yeast the night before, and I was trying to work at the light bread, the first I'd ever worked in my life, and I watched mother do it, and I've seen her just dip that in her salt jar and just take up two hands full of salt and put in the bread. Well, Dad was standing watching me, and he said, "Oh, gosh almighty, Marty, that's too much salt." I said, "No, I don't think it is, Dad. I put the first in," and I said, "I've seen Mom make it that way, and he wouldn't even try to make our light bread." And I said, "Let me go ask Mom." And I went in and asked Mother how much salt to put in, and she said, "Oh, about two handfuls." And I come back and I said, "Mom said two handfuls." Dad didn't say anything. He was a man of very few words. But he still thought there was too much salt, but it wasn't, because goodness alive, we'd make have a dishpan that big around and the flour in there. It took me a half a day to fix up that Dutch bread.
They'd be
8 and 10 great big loaves besides a pan of hot rolls she'd always make out, light rolls she called them.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be that big around and that high.
Mm-hmm.
But when you eat one of them, you knew you'd had something to eat. I'll tell you, it wasn't like tasting air.
How did you cook your eggs?
Oh, usually fried. Mother'd fry ham, and then she'd fry the eggs. And hardly ever we had boiled eggs. One thing, I think any of us didn't care for them too much. And in the winter time, we didn't know how to care for chickens. And just in the summer, spring and summer was about the only time we had eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Just old mongrel chickens like the cattle were, and the hens didn't lay in the wintertime like they do now. But after three or four good baits of eggs, they didn't anybody want, after the chickens began to hatch, I didn't want any eggs. And none of us were too fond of eggs as I remember. Mother made lots of custard pies. That was a treat to me when Mother would make a custard pie.
Mm-hmm. Did she ever break eggs in a pan of water and cook them that way, boiling water?
No, I have a lot of times, kind of poach them.
Uh-huh.
I cook them that way, but I don't ever remember seeing Mother cook them that way. She would boil them sometimes, but hardly ever, because as I remember, none of us cared for them too much.
What did you call the inside of the egg, the parts there?
Oh, the yolk and the white.
What color was the yolk?